Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
On a Saturday morning, it's time for our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450. Mike Wettis, along with Tom Sorensen, Americana Insurance, and happy Saturday to you, Tom, as well.
Well, happy Saturday to you, Mike. I think you might have kind of a few things going on this week. Probably not too many.
No. I'll catch lots of sleep and enjoy the atmosphere. Yeah. And, oh, yeah, no stress involved.
Probably an hour or two a night of sleep, yeah.
Just a little bit.
But looking forward to it. It's always a great time of the year. Great time. The one thing about fair is it's always an exciting time. The only negative thing about it is it seems like fall doesn't come back. It comes pretty quick after that. That's the only thing. It kind of is like an end of summer type of thing.
So. Yeah, can you believe it? It's end of July, and then it's August fair time next week, and then you have, do I dare say, back to school on like August 19th? Wow.
Yeah, I know it, so. Well, we better get on with our show here today. So I think we got a listener email, don't we?
Yeah, we had a listener email come in. It says, "Hello, Insights into Insurance. I'm looking at putting a new roof on my home in town, and I'm looking at the possibility of a metal roof. I'm wondering if I can get any discounts by doing this." And this was sent in by Matt. So, Matt, thank you for that email.
Yep, good email, Matt. I'm going to go through some things here. As we know, Mike, metal roofs are getting more and more popular. Okay, we insure a lot of them out in the rural areas. In the rural areas, they're very, very popular. The one thing I did do is with this email is I was like, I better call a city inspection office and see if they're allowed in the city of Albert Lea. And the city inspection department said it is okay, and yes, they are seeing the popularity of metal roofs trending also. So this is a good timely email. As far as answering Matt's question, discounts, this can come with some explanation, just like anything in insurance, right?
Right. Lots of questions to be answered before you can give a definite answer.
Yeah, and definite answers in insurance isn't always easy either. So most of our companies give a new roof discount. So if Matt puts on a new roof, he would get a discount for that. That's many of our companies that we offer. Normally, like I said, it doesn't matter what type of roof you get that discount. If your metal roof comes with a more hail-resistant rating, the cost of insurance could be lower, okay? It might not come as a discount. It just might come as a rating that it's a lower premium because of it. But you need documentation on that.
And, Tom, when we're talking about new roofs, are we talking about new roof construction, like on a new home, or an existing home that needs, we'll call it, new shingles put on?
Oh, yeah, great question. No, could be a new roof on a new building, or it could be a new roof on an older home, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, no, if they just put on a new roof, they can get a new roof discount. So, now, as far as a warning, most companies offer a metal roof discount of 10%. However, this comes with an exclusion. The exclusion is no cosmetic damage coverage. So what does that mean? If the roof is still structurally sound and still can do its job, just like any roof, no payment will be made. If it is all dented up, and cosmetically it looks bad, there is normally no coverage with this discount. I know there was a larger, big direct writing company that was pushing this discount on metal roofs. locally, but the insured found out about the exclusion when they had a cosmetic issue happen. So basically, now if you get that metal roof discount, that normally should be your decision if you want that discount of 10% or not, but it opens you up to that exclusion, okay?
And a lot of folks are looking, as you mentioned, Tom, metal roofing. Obviously, there's some benefits to doing so.
Absolutely. Like I said, they're popular. They're more fire resistant. Metal roofs can earn a Class A fire rating, which is the highest fire resistance rating a roof can get. This means the metal roof can withstand prolonged exposure to a fire. Other thing is, they're lightweight. Metal weighs on an average 50% less than asphalt. Okay. So maybe you go back to that, if you're building a new home and you're going to have a metal roof, there might not be as much cost to the undercarriage. I am no inspector, so I don't know if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? You might not have to have all the bracing that you need for an asphalt shingle that costs more, double, you know, or weighs more, I should say, double that. But those are things to look at. Easy to install. Metal roof is one of the fastest types of roofing to install because it comes in large section panels. Durable. On sunny days, metal roofs can reflect the sun rays and minimize heat gain, much more so than an asphalt roof. This could save amount of energy you have to use to cool your home. Metal roofs stand up well to rain and may quickly melt any snow that accumulates. And with that last statement, I think of ice damming issues. Hopefully that would hopefully help eliminate those issues that the snow can melt off quicker and maybe slide off, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of it staying on the roof like it does on an asphalt roof and then can cause that ice damming issue.
Now,
so,
and I'm sure there's disadvantages as well.
Absolutely. I think with any roof there's disadvantages and advantages, but the disadvantage of metal roofs include some of the following. They're more expensive. Can expect to dig a little deeper in your bank pocket, Mike, if you want to spring for a metal roof. If you're not going to be in your home long term, you may not recoup the savings benefits of the lower energy bills and less seasonal maintenance. So again, you might want to think, well, am I going to stay here long term or is it going to be short term? Well, that might be a decision maker. Dents easily. Metal is vulnerable to denting. If you ever seen a car after a hailstorm, you know that hail and metal don't mix. Metal roofs can dent too if hit by large hailstones. Noisy. Expect a bit more noise. How do you feel about the tap, tap, tap raindrops, Mike?
Not so much.
I kind of like it. Like when I go camping or something, it makes me sleep better. But now, again, would I always like that? I don't know. Living with the metal over your head can be louder than any other types of roofing. Fortunately, an experienced roofer can include insulation materials to minimize the sound you hear. Okay? Then the last thing, I shouldn't say the last thing, but one other thing is difficult to replace damaged sections. Asphalt shingles are a lot more, lot easier to replace damaged areas than it is metal, because metal comes in normally large pieces, sections. So, yeah. So those are kind of the pros and cons of the metal roofs.
We're visiting with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance on our Insights into Insurance program. And we're going to talk more about roofs with Tom when we return to our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE.
Someone you can rely, who's always on your side. That's why there's Nationwide. That's why there's Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Nationwide helps protect people, families, businesses, and futures. At Americana Insurance Group of Albert Lee and Wells, we can help determine which protection is right for you. Visit www.americanainsurance.com to learn more. Americana Insurance. We're the A-Team.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning. We're talking roofs, as we did have an email from Matt asking about any discounting on metal roofs. And Tom, we kind of went through advantages, disadvantages of metal roofs, and obviously all roofs are not created equal.
Oh, absolutely not. And when we do have hailstorms, we get what we call in the business neighboritis, okay, where, oh, my neighbor had damage and got paid for a new roof, but why didn't I? Well, a lot of times it really truly is because your roof was probably better or a more expensive roof or a better shape, newer. There's many factors, okay? But, back in 98, I think, June 27, 1998, we had that huge, huge hailstorm. Well, back then, organic shingles were a big thing, new thing to the industry. And those things were, let's just face it, they were horrible. Okay, for this area of the world, because they're vulnerable to moisture saturation and freezing temperatures, and I guess that probably doesn't go good in southern Minnesota. So the life expectancies for different types of roofing materials, Mike, is asphalt. There are many different types of asphalt shingles, and the quality of the shingles change with pricing. A low-cost basic asphalt shingle may only last 10 years, while a premium asphalt shingle, which is thicker and more durable, could last as long as 30 years. I actually have been out and seen 50-year guarantee shingles.
Wow.
But we mostly see in our industry, asphalt roofs have a life expectancy of about 20 years on the average. Metal roofs are among the most durable types of roofs. One popular type of residential metal roofing, the standing seam metal roof, can typically last 30 to 50 years. However, if you invest in a premium metal like stainless steel, titanium, zinc, or copper, your roof can last more than 100 years. Now, again, would you want to spend money for a roof that lasts 100 years? I don't know.
Probably not.
Depends on if you feel like you got a few generations that are going to live there or something. Tile roofs, and clay tiles are made of different materials, and they are normally used in southern environments, although we do have some around here, and they can withstand some harsh weather and high winds. They can last between 40 to 70 years, where they're clay ones can last 50 years or so. Slate roofs, I can think of one for sure insured in our agency that's got a slate roof. It's old, but it's beautiful, and to look at it with the higher price tags nowadays, you'll find for roofing, slate is probably going to be incredibly expensive. However, the slate roofs may last 50 to 100 years. And then we got the wood shingles, one of the earliest types of roofing materials. They're very much less common anymore. According to the U.S. Forest Products Laboratory, you can expect your wood roof to last about 30 years, as long as you take care of it properly. But wood roofs require a certain amount of maintenance to stay in top condition. So those are the types of different roofs you can look at and what the life expectancy is.
And now I can hear our listeners saying, boy, now I'm really confused because I had someone come out, give me an estimate, and this is what we're going to go with, and now all of a sudden, boy, did I make the right choice. But ultimately, when it comes to your roof, you need to know your material, how old it is, and kind of the wear and tear that it's been through.
Exactly. That can help you determine how long your roof will last. Of course, you want to make sure that you always have the right kind of insurance coverage to protect your entire home, Mike. So I would recommend contacting your agent today or any day. It's Saturday today, so I don't know how many agents like me are available, but that your home and the level of coverage you're comfortable with, nowadays, there's a lot of roofs that get to be 15 years old, and companies are requiring you to go to actual cash value on them after 15 years. So those are things you need to know. How is your roof covered? So.
And obviously, when you're finding a roof contractor, we have quite a few reputable roofers in our area. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, earlier this year we talked about licensing. Make sure they're licensed and bonded, not a fly-by-night roofer coming in and saying, well, I need 50% down so I can go and buy the shingles and get it done. Just buyer beware. Make sure you have a reputable roofer. And they're, like you say, Tom, we've seen them all across the board. We do have a lot of great roofing companies. But
yes, we do.
Check with those companies. Check with your insurance carrier and make sure you have the proper coverage.
That's exactly right. And if anybody wants to call us, they can sure call us to look at that at 507-377-2000, or they can email me or email questions at insights@AmericaInsurance, or they can go to our website at AmericaInsurance.com, Mike.
And as always, thank you, Matt, for sending in a very important listener email as well. We talked about metal roofing and if there's any discounts available. Tom, we'll hope to see you next week out at the fair, and enjoy. Maybe I'll even buy you a corn dog.
I'm going to come out and hassle you, Mike.
All right, that sounds good. That'll wrap up our Saturday edition of Insights into Insurance, brought to you by Americana Insurance here on KATE.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.